Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about retinitis pigmentosa. And you can find written notes on this topic at zerotofinals.com/retinitis pigmentosa or in the ophthalmology section of the second edition of the Zero to Finals Medicine book. And you can find flashcards and questions to train your knowledge and help you remember the information for longer at members.zerotofinals.com. So let's get straight into it. Retinitis pigmentosa is a genetic condition that causes degeneration of the photoreceptors in the retina, particularly the rods. There are many different genetic causes. Some causes involve isolated retinitis pigmentosa, while others result in systemic diseases associated with the condition. The different causes vary in the age at presentation and the prognosis. In most cases, the symptoms start in childhood. Let's start with the presentation. In most causes, the rods degenerate more than the cones. Rods are responsible for night vision and peripheral vision. Therefore, there is night blindness, which is often the first symptom, finding it very difficult to see things in the dark or at nighttime, and peripheral vision loss before the central vision is affected. Fundoscopy examination shows bone spicule pigmentation. Spicule describes the sharp, pointed appearance. Bone spicule refers to the similarity to the networking appearance of the bone matrix. The pigmentation is most concentrated around the mid-peripheral area of the retina. There can also be narrowing of the arterioles and a waxy or pale appearance to the optic disc. A Tom tip for you, retinitis pigmentosa gives a very characteristic finding on fundoscopy, which will make it popular in OSCE exams. You'll impress your examiners by simply spotting the diagnosis. They're unlikely to expect you to know many other details beside that it's a genetic condition affecting the rods and causing night blindness. Let's talk about the associated systemic diseases. Several genetic systemic diseases involve retinitis pigmentosa. Some examples are Usher syndrome, which also causes hearing loss, Bassen-Cornswig syndrome, which also causes progressive neurological impairments, and Refsum disease, which also causes peripheral neuropathy, hearing loss, and ichthyosis, which is scaly skin. Finally, let's talk about management. General management of retinitis pigmentosa involves referral to an ophthalmologist for assessment, diagnosis, and follow-up, genetic counseling and genetic testing, vision aids, sunglasses to protect the retina from accelerated damage, and driving limitations and informing the DVLA. There is little evidence or consensus on options to slow the disease process at present. So thanks for listening to this final episode in the ophthalmology series of the Zero to Finals podcast, where we covered retinitis pigmentosa. As always, a big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast. You can find all of these episodes as a complete audiobook on Audible, Apple Podcasts, or Amazon. Just simply search for Zero to Finals Medicine Second Edition, and you'll find it there. And I hope you join us for the next episode, where we'll move on to a series of short answer questions episodes, and we'll start with short answer questions on cardiology.